नमस्कार दोस्तों, आप जुड़े हैं भव्या पांडे के साथ। और परीक्षा का जो समय होता है वो सभी छात्रों के लिए महत्वपूर्ण होता है, लेकिन उससे ज्यादा इंतजार रहता है स्टूडेंट्स को अपने रिजल्ट्स का। इस साल वेस्टर्न ऑस्ट्रेलिया हाई स्कूल स्नातकों में 18 छात्रों ने अपने ATAR रिजल्ट्स में 99.95 यानी 99.95 का उच्चतम संभावित स्कोर प्राप्त किया है। उन्हीं में से एक है विवान वाघ, जो आज हमारे साथ जुड़े हुए हैं। तो आइए इनसे करते हैं कुछ खास बातचीत। विवान, फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल वेलकम टू SBS हिंदी एंड कंग्रेचुलेशंस टू यू ऑन डूइंग सो वेल।
थैंक यू सो मच।
Firstly, I want you to tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Obviously, I'm Vivan, just finished year 12. I love to play a bit of cricket, love to play a bit of soccer in my free time, and I guess I love hanging out with my friends.
So, Vivan, I want to know, what was your reaction when you first opened your results? I'm sure the moment must have been very overwhelming for you and your family.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. I just finished a cricket game, so I came home to open it with my mum. Unfortunately, my dad wasn't there because he was out playing a game of his own, and mum didn't really want me to wait, so we just opened it together. And for her, it was really just happiness. For me, it was like satisfaction and relief mostly. Yeah, it's just in that moment I realized everything I'd done had been for a good reason, and all the work paid off.
So, Vivan, as you said, your hard work paid off. I want to know, was this something that you had anticipated, or was it like really surprising for you?
It was something I was hoping for. Like, it didn't come as too much of a surprise. I walked out of my final exam thinking I did really well. And I was hoping for the best result, and I got it, so all went well.
Right. What was your schedule like during the preparation period? Was it more disciplinary compared to the rest of the year? Like, did you go consistently throughout the year, or you sort of, you know, braced yourself during the end time?
I think it was quite flexible in the sense that, you know, I did lots of co-curricular activities, and I didn't really want to stop doing them to study more, because I felt like having a good balance was really important. I wouldn't do it too much, but when I did do it, it'd be really smart and really effective.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't really disciplinary as such. It's just I found what works for me.
Right. As you mentioned, you play cricket as well. So what were the other activities that kept you going during this period? Because, you know, students, they sometimes just indulge so much into studies that they just don't have the time to do anything else.
Yeah, so cricket obviously, and then I played soccer during the winter season as well.
Mm-hmm.
I had my own team in school, and I played a bit outside of school as well occasionally. I also did a bit of debating. I have a debating team. We met up each week with them. And then I also took a little trip to France during the holidays with some of my schoolmates.
Oh, wow.
Went to a little French tour with the school, so that was really nice as well to keep me going, and it was a really good refresh.
Mm-hmm. Year 12, you know, a lot of people feel that it is very stressful. So what do you think? Is it like more difficult if you compare it with other standards?
I think the main thing about year 12 is it's just so busy, it's so jam-packed, and that's what makes it really stressful. In that sense, I'd definitely say it's more difficult to just keep up with everything. You could definitely feel yourself get burned out really easily. Yes, that's why I think it's really stressful.
I want to know, was there any point of stress or fear for you? I'm sure there must be days when you felt that, you know, you are not doing enough. So how did you maintain that positive attitude or balance, if I would say?
I found it really good to just talk to my friends a lot about this, because obviously I wasn't in the boat by myself. Like, I had all my friends doing the exact same thing as me. And we just, you know, catch up a little, have a chat, and just talk. And that was really good in terms of, like, a stress relief, finding out what others were doing as well, and just giving our own advice and getting through it together, because, you know, obviously it's a very difficult year for everyone, and we got through it together.
Vivan, do you have any tips for the students who are currently enrolled? I'm sure you must have something to say to them that, you know, how can they keep up with the pressure and perform the best that they can.
Yeah, for sure. I think the biggest piece of advice I've had is just to find something that works for you and just to stick to it. It's like, for me, for example, I found it really important to not impede on my personal life. to keep doing my sports, to keep doing my co-curriculars, while not also sacrificing too much on study time. I know lots of people think it's important to cut down on co-curriculars, and while that might work for some others, and I'm sure it did, it didn't really work for me because I found myself getting a lot more stressed and a lot more burnt out. And in a long-term scheme of things, that really wasn't helpful.
Back in India, we have a lot of academic pressure when it comes to studies. So
yeah.
is it similar over here as well? I mean, I think academics is something which a lot of people want to do it by themselves because they like to study. But then, you know, there's like a lot of pressure from family or your surrounding as well. What do you have to say on that?
I think, yeah, it's definitely something that'd be common everywhere. And there's lots of pressure to do well on these exams because it, in a way, it does set up what you're going to do in the future. And so that's why I think pressure is justified, I guess I could say. Like, it's really important to do well, but of course at the end of the day it's not everything. It's not going to define who you are, and there's always other alternatives to what you can do.
Right. My final question to you would be, now that you are done with your year 12, what are your future plans?
So I'm looking to study medicine next year, hopefully going to become a doctor soon.
Wow.
So, yeah.
All the best for that. Thank you so much, Vivan, for joining us, and I wish you all the very best for your future.
SBS News के लिए इस खबर को आप सबके सामने SBS हिंदी में लेकर आई भव्या पांडे.